Hello world! Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. So delighted to have you tuning in with us today. If you're joining by radio or podcast through iTunes, we want to thank you so much for choosing the Voice of Power to study God's Word, to really understand how to live for God, and to know God in the power of His resurrection, in the fellowship of His suffering. That's what it's all about, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And I heard a man say one time, "You may know Jesus Christ, but does He know you? Does He know who you are?" Or it would be terrible on that day to stand before Him and Him say, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." Does He know you today? Well, we're going to pick up with the cross of Christ. This will be part two of our study. And we'll pick up in Romans chapter 6 and verse 15, if you have your Bible and you'd like to turn there. And we talked about before, on our last broadcast, about dying to sin, how we have to die on a daily basis and be crucified with Christ. And when we do that, we allow Him to live on the inside of us. You know, people often say, "I want more of God. I want more of the Holy Spirit." I hear that all the time. And my question is always, does the Holy Spirit have more of you? It's not so much you getting more of Him, but He wants more of your life. How much of your life are you laying down upon the altar of sacrifice before God and becoming a living sacrifice, allowing God to consume everything around your heart that is in between you and Him? Let us do it today. Father, we commit our lives. As You said in the Gospel of Luke, take up your cross daily and follow You. We take up our cross even now by faith. And Lord, we just come before You and confess all of our sins. And we know that You're faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sin today. And we're so very thankful for that. And we just give You all praise. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And we acknowledge that today. You are the Creator of heaven and earth. You are the sustainer of all things. You uphold all things by the word of Your power. And we ask You to open up Your word to us today. Anoint our ears to hear. Anoint our hearts to receive the blessed word of God today. Let it be spirit and life into the hearts of every listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, God bless you once again for tuning in. We're going to pick up in Romans chapter 6, verse 15. And today we're going to be talking about you are slaves to God. When you die to sin and you die to yourself and you are crucified with Christ, you become a slave, a bondservant to Jesus Christ. That's right. Verse 15 of Romans 6, the Apostle Paul says, "What then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid." You know, grace is stricter than the law ever was. Do you realize that? People always talk about how strict the law was. You had to do this. You had to go here. You had to do this ceremony. You had to do this in this order. And you had to follow these steps and these rules. But grace, friend, is stricter than the law ever was. I can prove it to you. Go to Titus chapter 2. I want to read a couple of verses to you. Let me find it here. Titus chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse number 11. And we're going to see what grace teaches us. Because grace teaches us. It helps us. It strengthens us. His grace is can't be measured in our lives. There is an abundance of grace in our lives today and in your life today. But what does that grace teach? Though you are living under grace and not under law, some would argue that, well, it doesn't matter how much I sin because it's all forgiven, past, present, and future. That's true. It's forgiven as long as you are in confession of your sin, my friend. Did you hear what I said? Because sin, if not dealt with in your life, will produce death. That's why James, he declared in James chapter 1, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. When sin is finished, notice what he said there. When sin is finished, it brings forth death. Death in the Bible never means cessation of life. It always means separation from God. So, the sin in your life that is not dealt with will eventually lead to death, separation from God. And you'll lose your faith, and you'll be walking back in the ways of the world under the old nature, the sin nature that we talked about in the former broadcast. But this is the Cross of Christ part 2. Let's look at Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Let's see what grace teaches. The apostle declares here, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying," this is what it teaches, "denying ungodliness, worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Now notice verse 11. Grace teaches us this right here. In verse 12, the grace that has appeared to you in your life, it teaches denying ungodliness, worldly lust. In other words, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, John said, the love of God is not in him. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life are not of the Father, but are of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Are you in love with the world today? Because I can tell you right now, if you believe this cheap grace theory that doesn't matter what you do in your life after you confess your sin and get saved and confess Christ as Savior, doesn't matter how you live because it's all forgiven, that's a lie from the enemy. The devil has blinded you. Preachers have blinded you, preaching that nonsense, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. The Bible declares to us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Grace teaches you how to live godly, righteously, and soberly in this present age, and it will push you to look for the coming blessed hope of the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what grace teaches us today. So in verse 15 of Romans 6, when the Apostle Paul says, "What then shall we sin, because we are not under the law but under grace?" He says, "God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death," there it is again, sin leading to death in your life. Some of you right now, you are living in habitual sin. You are in habitual sin. Oh, you may go to church on Sundays. You may have confessed Lord as Savior at one point in your life, but you're a sinner. You don't live a godly life. And partly because you tried to do it on your own, and you probably felt, well, I'm just a hypocrite. I can't live this thing anyway. That's right, you cannot. It takes you placing your faith in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis, dying daily to yourself to be resurrected in the newness of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Order of obedience unto righteousness, Paul says. Whatever you yield yourselves servants to. Are you serving sin? Or are you laying down upon the altar of God and placing your faith in the cross of Jesus Christ? Which one are you doing today? Which one? Are you allowing your flesh to rule your life? Because if so, it will lead to death, separation from God. And some of you are there. Some of you under the sound of my voice need to come to the cross right now. Today is the day of salvation. Right now. Come to Jesus Christ. Come back to the cross. The foot of the cross. We need him, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, how we need him. Every hour we need him. I love the old hymn. Oh, how I need him. Every hour I need him. He's our one defense, our righteousness. Oh God, how I need thee. We need him today because it's his righteousness that is imputed unto us. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he became sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Let him impute that righteousness into your heart. Let him take it from himself and put it into you today. And let Christ live in you. Then you can live a holy, godly, righteous life, and you'll desire to do so because you will be yielding yourselves servants to obedience and righteousness by the cross of Jesus Christ. Verse 17 of Romans 6, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you." What was that doctrine? That doctrine was the cross. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, he said, "I didn't come to baptize you, but I came to preach Christ and him crucified." He says, I don't want the cross of Christ to be of none effect. He preached the cross, the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, and him sitting at the right hand of the Father. My friend, he's the mediator for you today. That's right. There is one God, there's one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus, your intercessor, the one who told Thomas, "Oh, blessed are those who have not seen me but yet believe." Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. That's the form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Verse 17, verse 18 of Romans 6, "Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Hallelujah. "I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity," unto iniquity. In other words, sin is a process in your life. That's what he's telling them here. "Even so now, yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness." You have to make up the decision in your mind, in your soul, your soulical man, your soulical being. Remember, I told you, you're a body, soul, and spirit. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ and he redeems you and regenerates your heart and he makes you a new creature, you are born again. And Jesus said you must be born again before you could see the kingdom of heaven. John 3:3, he told Nicodemus, "You have to be born again." Nicodemus said, "How can I crawl back into my mother's womb and be born?" And he said, "Oh, it's by the Spirit that you are born into the kingdom of God." Remember when the Holy Spirit tugged at your heartstrings and brought you to the foot of the cross? Remember that night, oh, remember that day when the Spirit of God reached down and gripped and convicted your heart and revealed to you who you really are. And some of you under the sound of my voice have walked away from that. You're as low as you could possibly get. You're addicted to drugs. Alcohol has taken its toll on your body and your mind and your heart and your relationship with God. It's taken your family. It's destroyed your career. And the enemy has a hold of your life. But I've got good gospel news for you today. Today is your day of jubilee. Today is the day of freedom. For he whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Today is your day to be set free by God's power. Yield yourself as a servant, as a slave to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Do it today. Confess your sin. Do it right now where you are. Say, "Lord, I confess my sin. I kneel before you tonight and say, Lord, come into my heart. I accept you as Savior." Simply do it. Simply give your heart to Jesus Christ. I feel in my spirit so strong even now that someone listening to me, that you are in bondage tonight. You are in bondage. And sin has a grip upon you that you cannot get out of. Or can I tell you that God has divinely placed you where you're hearing this broadcast? I don't care where you are in the world. This thing goes around the world. Wherever you are, the gospel of Christ is coming to you right now, in this day and in this hour, at this very moment. The eternal God is speaking to you today. Accept him by faith. Try Jesus Christ and give your life to him today. Yield yourself as a servant, as a slave, as a bondman to Jesus Christ. Oh. Verse 20, Romans 6, "For when ye were the servants of sin, you are free from righteousness." You know what he's saying there? When you were servants of sin, when you were committing sin and you were living a lifestyle of sin, you didn't realize it. Remember when you were born again and you all of a sudden had this epiphany that what you were doing was wrong. You didn't want to go back there. You didn't want to see them again. You didn't want to start doing those things that you were doing in business, those practices that were unethical and unrighteous. You didn't want to lie on your time card anymore. You didn't want to cheat on your spouse. You wanted to provide for your family and your children. Why? Because the Spirit of God got a hold of your heart and he changed you. But Paul is saying before that you were servants of sin and you were free from righteousness. You didn't know what righteousness was. Someone who smokes cigarettes don't smell smoke. But you get somebody around them who doesn't smoke and they can smell it immediately. Why? Because they know what is on the other side. And when you were born again, you realized that you were a sinner. And how much God saved you from the sin that you were in. Thank God. Verse 21, "What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed?" In other words, he's saying, those things that you used to do, you're now ashamed of them. I'm ashamed of the places I've been, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ashamed of the things that I've done in my past. I'm ashamed of the things that I have said. I'm ashamed. Maybe there were times you were unfaithful to God, unfaithful to your spouse, unfaithful to your children, your family. And you're ashamed of it. Well, can I tell you that Christ wants to wash it all away? Oh, dear God, help me to preach this like I feel it upon my spirit. He wants to make you a chaste virgin. He wants to restore you, reconcile you, bring you back to the cross. That's what this broadcast is all about, bringing you back to the foot of the cross, bringing you back to the place of repentance, bringing you back to the place of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Maybe you know somebody today who needs to come back to the cross. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a lost loved one. Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor or a coworker. Why don't you just call their name right now? Say, Lord, I call their name. Call their name right now. Call them into the kingdom of God. Just declare the word of God over them and intercede on their behalf. And say, Lord, bring them back to the foot of the cross. And do it now. For today is the day of salvation. And I can assure you, friend, by faith, He will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness today. Verse 21, what fruit had you in those things that you were now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. I just want to urge somebody. The end of the bondage that you're in is death. Some of you may be having a ball, having a blast, drinking it up, having a big party. And that's how Jesus said it would be in the last days. He says it would be like the days of Noah. He said people would be getting married, give it in marriage. They would be having feasts and good times, ignoring the fact that the coming of the Lord was soon to take place. And people are doing it today. And I know we have to go on with life, and I know we have to live, and we have children, and we have families, but there should be something in our spirit every day looking for the coming of the Lord. But the problem is, so many people want to stay here. I hear people talking all the time. They want to live to be, hundreds of years old. But yet they talk about how much they want to be with God in heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But I want to tell you, friend, this is not our home. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. But that should be the cry of our heart, to reveal to people before it's too late that Jesus Christ is coming. And the sin that you're called in, it is a sin unto death. And it will separate you from God. So some of you under the sound of my voice, you're falling back into that sinful state that you were in before you got saved, before you were born again, before you came to Christ by faith. You're now walking back in the old nature. The old man has resurrected and taken you back to the places you shouldn't go, seeing the things you shouldn't see, doing what you shouldn't be doing. And you've allowed it to happen, all because you've tried to do things on your own. Let me ask you this. How do you get saved? By the grace of God, right? Well, what makes you think you can stay saved, sanctified, filled with the Spirit, on your own merit? Everything we have comes by faith. Not your ability, not your inability, not your strength, not the sin, not your willpower, not the price you pay in fasting, not reading the Bible more. You can't get it from reading the Bible more. You can't get it by praying more. You can't get sanctified. You can't get separated from this world by praying and reading your Bible more. I hear it all the time. Well, I just need to read more. I need to pray more. I need to go to church more. No, you need to place your faith in the cross, the finished work of Calvary, every single day. Waking up, saying, Lord, I die to myself that I may become a slave to you, that I may live the abundant life. Hallelujah. Because the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Christ came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I like what he told Mary and Martha. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Every funeral Jesus attended, he turned it into a resurrection party, because death cannot live in his presence. He is the resurrection morning. And he wants to resurrect your heart today. My friend, do it now. Give your heart to Christ. Come to the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I give you my life. Do it now. The Bible says, whosoever, are you a whosoever? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, yes. It's not a question of whether or not it'll happen. You shall. And it will happen. It's affirmative. It's the word of God. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. He's called you to salvation today, to be free. Free from death. Verse 22, Romans 6, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God. I just want to stop right there. Look at verse 22. Look at a few words into it. Being made free. I have that highlighted in my Bible. Being made free. Oh, hallelujah. My Lord, I just feel freedom right here now. He whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. Friend, do you need freedom today? Freedom from yourself, freedom from the anxiety and the pressure. Somebody hearing me now needs that, and you are free. For the Son has set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom right now, right where you are, over these airwaves. Receive the freedom of God. The cross is the answer. Jesus Christ, Him crucified, is the answer. Receive His freedom today, and the Son shall make you free. Hallelujah. Being made free from sin and become servants to God. And I'm not saying you'll never make a mistake, because you will. You're going to mess up, probably sooner than later, but you can't quit. Man told me one time, he said, Brother Adkins, I'm never down. I was thinking to myself, well, this is a humble guy here. He said, I'm always up. Or I'm getting up. Friend, let that be you today. You're either getting up or you're up. But you're never down. Never quit. If you fall, if you fail, if you sin, if you make a mistake, repent, confess it before God, and place your faith back in the cross. And He will sanctify you to the point where you will overcome those temptations, overcome those struggles in your life. The temptation will never leave, ladies and gentlemen. Until your body is transformed like that unto Christ, the temptations of the world and of sin in the flesh will never leave. But every time you resist, every time you place your faith in the cross by faith, He gives you the strength to resist it even more. It's called growing in grace, growing in Christ, being sanctified. He's forever sanctifying the believer, forever doing it. Verse 22, you have an everlasting fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Verse 23 says, for the wages of sin, the price of sin, is death. Do you hear me out there tonight? Perhaps you are bound by sin. Homosexuality, fornication, adultery, pornography has got you bound. You can't defeat it. Perhaps drugs have taken control of your life. One prescription has turned into a habit. That habit has turned into an addiction. Perhaps alcohol is your friend today. What can I tell you? That it's the price of death. The wages of sin, the price of sin, is death. Every sin committed has a consequence. Every sin committed leads a little more to death and separation from Almighty God. What's dark enough, deep enough, deadly enough to separate you from God? It's sin. Unrighteousness. Place your faith in the cross today. Will you do that? Because the price you're paying is death. Eternal death. Hell is real. The flames are real. The torment is real. The eternity is real. And Christ is calling you to everlasting life. That's why He said, but the gift of God. Oh, hallelujah! The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. My friend, choose Jesus Christ today. Die to sin and become a slave to God. How do I do that, Brother Atkins? By the cross. Pray with me. Lord, I confess my sins. Sin has me bound. I want freedom. And who you set free, Lord, is free indeed. And I lay down my life today, and I confess my sins. And I know you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sin. And I ask you to save me now. In Jesus' name. My friend, if you prayed that, He set you free. I feel like somebody's been set free right now in the name of Jesus. Your journey's just beginning. I want you to contact me. Why don't you write me something and put it in the mail? P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010. And if you want to send me an email, perhaps you can go to the voiceofpower.org website. That's thevoiceofpower.org. And there's a link there for emails where you can contact me directly, and I'll get them all. I want to hear from you. I want to help you, pray for you, and bear the burdens of life with you, and strengthen you as a brother in Christ. And also, if you feel led to give to this ministry, we enjoy and thank you for all the donations and all of the prayers and support that you have given us throughout this tenure with this radio broadcast. But we can't do it without your help. We are self-funded and listener-funded, and we would just ask you to help us in that regard. If the Lord lays it upon your heart, there are many ways to give. You can mail a check, of course, to P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010. Easiest way to give is through text, and you can see those instructions online, voiceofpower.org. You can click on the Give button there, and it will walk you step by step. It's safe and secure, I assure you. We pay good money for these services so that you can do that safely. And you only have to put your information in one time, and then the rest of those times you can just simply text an amount to that number, and it will send it right to the Voice of Power Ministries, and every penny goes to the gospel preaching that you hear today, I can assure you. Help us to take it around the world. That's what we want to do. But we can't do it without your help. So keep us in your prayers. And until next time, we're going to pick up in this series again, and we're going to be talking about spiritual adultery in Romans chapter 7. Can't wait. And I can't wait to hear from you. So until next time, remember, the just shall live by faith.